This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're rising up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
I'm really lucky because in studio I have Leo and Charlie. They make up the super duo that is called Bars and Melody.
I like being called super. Do it again.
Super duo.
Do it again.
Super duo. It's like a WWE SmackDown introduction.
It is.
Bars and Melody.
Yeah, dog.
Charlie the Unicorn and Leandre the Lion.
Done. And that's our interview. Thank you for listening.
I think there are a bowl of lollies out there, and that's what we're paying for.
For everyone at home, the unicorn wasn't a spontaneous idea. I'm wearing a party hat.
It's our 21st birthday. We've been on air for 21 years. What's it like being a teenager in the year 2014?
It's pretty fun because, like, there's a lot of things now that I don't think were
iPads.
Around.
Yeah, no, do you know what? I actually miss the days. I mean, I'm getting on a bit now. I mean, I've just turned 16.
How old are you? Oh, my goodness.
So I'm cracking on a bit. I can feel the wrinkles coming. But I miss the days where I had to walk and knock on my friend's door and play in the park. Now I can FaceTime them and do that stuff at home.
FaceTime from your bedroom and put like a park background behind you. Say, dude, I'm in the park. Where are you?
And he's like, oh, I'm in the park as well. I'm like, oh my God, let's play football together. And then you go on an app where you can play football.
And you can do this all without leaving the house.
Yes, exactly.
Times have changed. Even leaving your bed.
Which in Britain is a positive thing because it's like minus 10 all year round, isn't it?
Exactly. Yes. Don't rub it in too much because I have weather envy at the moment. Like, Australian people are very lucky. I ain't got a choice. I gotta go to school.
I wish I had an angel to stand by my side. Well, welcome to Australia. For those that don't know, Bars and Melody made up of Leo and Charlie, Bars being Leo, Melody being Charlie. You guys were in Britain's Got Talent earlier this year.
Oh, that's cute.
You came out on stage and did a knockout track called Hopeful. And one thing that really stuck with me, and this has happened to me, I grew up as a victim of being bullying. And this song was written in Leo in your own words. It was an anti-bullying message from when you were younger.
Yeah, it is. Like when I was younger, I used to get bullied a lot. I know a lot of people, they don't understand why they're getting bullied, what they do differently, what they look like, really depends on if they are bullied or not, or how strong they are, how tall they are. You really need to be confident in yourself because that's what I feel really brings out the inner amazingness in you, and everyone should have.
Is that even a word, amazingness?
I don't know.
It is now. We're putting it in the dictionary.
Let's put it in the dictionary.
But yeah,
hashtag amazingness.
It brings out their amazingness, and they're just like they're coolness, and like everyone would want to. People are drawn to light, and you can be a light in a crazy world.
In the tunnel, in the dark tunnel.
See, I don't know how you guys could be bullied on, because the moment you came into the studio here, you guys are taking photos of everyone, you're shaking hands with everyone, you're giving everyone a kiss and a high five. You guys are really nice. I don't know anyone that would want to bully you guys.
Well, it's
the unicorn, you see.
It is, the power of the unicorn. Is there a rainbow somewhere? Isn't there like a rainbow and a pot of gold that comes out? John, you're doing huge work when it comes to anti-bullying. You're a huge advocate for it, doing a lot of work with the Alana Madeline Foundation. I believe this weekend past was the Starry Night, the big fundraiser for Alana Madeline. How did that go?
It was fantastic. We had, every table at Starry Night has a celebrity on it, so it's a star-studded event. You know what? This year, I think, is the first year we've ever seen all the Australian celebrities really shown up by these two champs right next to me. They were definitely the hit of the night. It was incredible, and it was really important for us at the foundation to bring them out for this, not just for Starry Night, but for us to get them out to schools and out to shopping centres and really help spread their message around. So we're really proud to have them in the country.
Thanks, John.
It was almost destiny that you guys would end up working together, John, because of the work that you do in Australia, and you brought them out here yourself with their families so they could experience the Alana Madeline Foundation Starry Dinner.
Yeah, look, I actually heard the story. Alana Madeline suggested it, and I had already had a relationship with them through the Diana Award in the UK. And I heard a story the other day that Hayley from Alana and Madeline, when she saw them on television, said, wouldn't it be amazing if they could come out to Starry Night? And lo and behold, in the end, we had them out there. And it's actually, for us at the foundation, it's been a really emotional journey having them here, because when we can see that they can touch probably so many more people than we can with the message, it just, when we had them singing on stage at Westfield the other day, even we didn't have dry eyes. So we're very proud.
And it was amazing to see like so many influential people there at the Starry Night. And I feel like when kids see it, they'll be inspired. And I know when I'm inspired. I just want to get up and do whatever I can. Try and get to like where we was now, because I've looked at like stars on the TV and I've always wanted to be there. And people can do it. We're just two normal boys off the street. But yeah, but yeah, we're just like normal boys, and like anyone can fulfill their dream. I mean, we did it and we're living it right now, and it's amazing.
So hopefully we'll see you again out here soon.
Yeah, definitely. It's nice.
Well, that's up to John, so.
There's no shortage of us who want to adopt them out here. But
how long is it going to take you to recover from all the high energy that they bring? Oh, that's the question.
I'll never recover from that, but I'd be ready for them again tomorrow.
Before I let you go, I've just got a couple of quick questions for you. They are very serious questions. First one is, what's your perfect pizza?
My perfect pizza is mozzarella with pepperoni and olives. Bam, wham, shikalam.
Leo's lost it.
He's lost it. Oh, too much rainbow dust.
What about yourself?
On a more professional note, as it's meant to be quite serious questions, I think it's got to be thin crust, tomato puree, cheese, pepperoni, and garlic and herb sauce.
Garlic and herb.
That man's serious about pizza.
He is, isn't he?
Do not mess with me and my pizza.
If you could pick someone, anyone that you could meet in the world, who would it be?
Tori Kelly.
Tori Kelly? Who's Tori Kelly?
She's amazing. I love her.
John, thank you so much for coming in and having a chat to us today.
Always a pleasure.
Leo, Charlie, you guys have way too much energy. I hope that I get to hang out with you again sometime in the near future. Don't be a stranger when you come back to Melbourne. It's been an absolute pleasure meeting you. I wish you guys the best of luck.
It's been a great chinwag.
The lion and the unicorn right here on Joy 94.9. If you want to catch up with their travels, head to amf.org.au or follow them on Twitter. I believe it's Bars and Melody is the Twitter handle.
Yeah, and Instagram.
If not, just look for the rainbow with the unicorn flying in the sky.
Yes, with my face on it. Thank you for having us. Mr. Bully, help me please. I'm flesh and blood.
Accept me, please. Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.